I'm sure you see a lot of second or third opinions of patients who are being managed by medical oncologists in clinical practice. Are there any practice trends that you see out there that, you know, maybe you disagree with a little bit, or confusion or myths, et cetera, that you see about managing renal cell in clinical practice?
I think that the biggest issues that are emerging are the ability for practicing physicians to become comfortable and used to the toxicities that we see with these VEGF pathway targeted agents. Certainly, I think that there's a tendency to stop some of the tyrosine kinase inhibitors early at the first sign of toxicity, despite the fact that these toxicities can often be managed and actually get better over time as the patient stays on study. And I think that the second major issue, at least in my mind, is not insufficient attention to the hypertensive toxicities of these agents.
What would be your bar to start treating hypertension, systolic, diastolic, in a patient with metastatic disease?
I actually have a relatively low bar, and any patient that has blood pressure over 140, over 90, we treat.
You talked about the issue of management of side effects of these agents. Any sort of pearls or clinical experiences that you have of management practices that are particularly helpful?
The skin toxicities seen, especially with sorafenib and somewhat with sunitinib, have been managed most effectively with urea-based creams and emollients that patients often find to be very helpful. Although we haven't studied it systematically, we have found the calcium channel blockers to be relatively effective in the hypertensive issues with these agents.
What about fatigue?
Fatigue is a little bit more difficult. Certainly with sunitinib, there have been reports of hypothyroidism, and I think one has to monitor the thyroid function tests. One often does have to get more full thyroid function analyses rather than just the TSH, because many of the patients have a sick euthyroid syndrome and not true hypothyroidism. Management of fatigue in patients who do not have hypothyroidism is somewhat more difficult. I usually encourage patients to maintain activity, to be more active, and then to take extra naps in the afternoon. Usually that works, and like the skin toxicities, much of the fatigue tends to improve a little bit over time.